B-Pod Studios.
Words of app. They work. Arr,
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
High slot. Here's McAvoy. Shoots off the post. Right corner now. McAvoy. Center to Chari. Shoots off the post. That's two here in the game for the Bruins. High slot. Here's Carlo Rister. Did that hit the post? Rebound back of the net.
It did.
You know, when a puck gets past the goalie, it's just proof that it can happen. So overall, I'm excited for the opportunity of the next game to, you know, kind of regroup and put some more past them.
617-779-0985. Yes, the Bruins hit a lot of posts last night, but come on, they're not doing everything they could possibly do to win that game. And I wouldn't say they're exactly playing well right now or carrying the play on the ice. It's not the way it looked last night. We all know that. Also, Celtics lose last night. I'm far less concerned about that loss than I am the Bruins. Bruins, to me, it's starting to feel like they're in trouble a little bit. They need,
okay,
to win. They need to win game four. They need to win game four, and I think they're back in a better position.
And it's not like you could say they need to be more physical. Let's come out flying. Let's knock them around and play Bruins hockey in that. At this point of the year, it's about finding a way to get up two goals on a team and just find a way to play some damn defense like they do against you. And they just can't. They can't freaking put the damn puck in for whatever reason. You could sit here and you could shake lines up, or you could sit Pasta down, say he's hurt. But get Backus off it. Let's go. Put somebody in. I'll take the healthy guy. But, I mean, now you're facing a team, and you watch it again last night. This goalie hasn't changed. They got a bunch of clunky guys that just sit down, buckle up, and play their ass off. They wear you down. You're better than this team on paper. You said it the other night. I said, oh, they took that from them. Like, no, they deserved that game. Did the Bruins play better? Did they play up to them? Are they better? Are the Bruins on paper better than this team? Across the board. The answer is yes, right? You're a better team. This team has completely neutralized your ass. You can sit there and just watch a slugfest. You feel like every game you've watched through the three games, it's basically back and forth. It's just an ugly-ass slugfest. They muddied it up. They've done exactly what they... This coach is pretty good. They're good at moving the puck. They get their ass back on defense. They help their goalie out. They clear the freaking puck. You don't have many second chances. They cover things up to where they think you see something and force you to make an additional pass. How many additional passes have you made in three games? I say a hell of a lot more than you had through the end of the year, or even going back to the first series against Toronto. You shot the puck more against Toronto, a team that is actually probably better than you on paper and probably more of a finesse, higher-skilled type team. You're down 2-1 to a team where now you got a must-win in their building to put that series at 2-2 to get it back home, to get home ice. You're in a tough spot here.
Does the loss in Game 3 make you look at the loss in Game 2 differently? How much more of a blown opportunity Game 2 was?
No, because it was tight again.
Mm. Was it tight, or was that the Brust goal really a good goal?
Game two was a winnable game.
I think you got a lucky goal to even get one last night.
Last night was winnable.
Yeah, but last night felt like an uphill climb and a struggle
for the Bruins.
Last night
you felt like you were down two the entire game.
Yeah, it felt like a struggle last night for the Bruins.
Didn't feel like that Saturday.
Saturday didn't feel like a struggle.
Nope. Game one wasn't a struggle.
You didn't think that? I thought they were getting the equalizer when they pulled Rask. The way they controlled it and the urgency they played with in those last couple of minutes, I thought they were going to get it. I really did. It was right there for them again.
Wow.
Not for the same duration as it was in game two, but I felt it was close enough.
Who had the last shot?
Again,
was
last
that
night there for the taking.
Was that Krejci who had that last opportunity to put it on from the right side?
What are you going to do? I mean,
everybody's bitching about that. Put it in. Okay.
Yeah, right into the block.
Goalie's got the whole side covered, and there's another guy standing there to his left. Where's he supposed to put it?
They hit two posts and a crossbar. It's not like they weren't close.
Right.
Thank you. And next time, you should go right in between the left path.
Is that what Cassidy's useless to me?
You know, you hit the post, so therefore you get some sort of
that's right.
So what's like, it mean? Cassidy? You might Cassidy as well miss 4 feet wide. It's the same thing.
No, but it's not like the guy's unbeatable. Bobrovsky's not unbeatable. He react. The one post that was hit, he didn't react until after it hit the post.
I know.
So maybe they truly believe this guy's going to bleep his pants once one goes early.
I'll tell you what it was again. It was the second period again. With 5 minutes left in the second, shots on goal. It was 11-2 in favor of Columbus. Through the first 15 minutes of the second period, they put two shots on goal. So maybe Zoe's right. Maybe it is just more shots. Forget about the quantity or the quality of them.
The spacing and the passes. I mean,
two shots in 15 minutes of the second period.
I'll tell you why I say get better chances. You know, how many great chances have they had? You can create better chances, Hardy, with volume. You can create more chances by putting the puck on net and being in a position to score on a rebound. They haven't done that at any point. So I'm with you. Yeah, put more pucks on net. Good things happen when you do that. But then also put yourself in position to do something in the event that there's a rebound, because there's nothing in front of the net cooking for the Bruins to this point. Nothing. Peter in Gloucester. Hey, Peter.
How come David Backes ain't playing?
I think you're going to see him game four.
I hope so.
I do too, as does Hardy. We agree.
I think he'd be great with Piccolo and Johansson.
Well. Or Pastrnak.
If he's hurt, Matt's in Boston. Hey, Matt.
What's up, guys? Hey, Beto, I'm with you all the way on Bruce Cassidy, because he needs to shut the hell up about the officiating and say, oh, you know, it would have been nice if one of our top guys, either Bergeron, Marchand, or Pastrnak, who looks like he's on a drinking binge right now when he's on the ice, to actually put the puck in the net and actually try to, you know, I don't know, make it uncomfortable for Bobrovsky in the net. So that's my first part. My second one is, Hardy, I am completely with you. They need to stop talking about the next series against Carolina and the Islanders. Guess what? You'll get out of this round. There ain't no next round, dummy.
Well, actually, I was on the other side of that. I thought maybe it's time to start talking about that next round.
So stupid.
I don't. I'm just going to operate.
I think he's pretty much calling Artie a dummy.
Shut up.
I think is what he's doing there.
I'm operating under the assumption that this team is not talking about that next round at all, because you don't do that, right?
Yeah, they haven't locker rooms mentioned it, but they're human and they're aware of it,
right? Well, then let's talk about it. Hey, any of you dummies thinking about what awaits you after this
time
series?
To wake up?
Hey. I know you guys in your little sewing circles after practice and after games sit around and say, oh, did you see what happened to Tampa? Oh, did you see what happened to the Caps? Oh, well, I've seen it too. That's Carolina. Carolina's going to be end up being one of the finalists in the East. They're up 2-0 on the Islanders right now, and they're in Carolina tonight. What do you think? You think they're going to win this thing? You guys think you can beat them? You got to go beat these guys first. I don't think they've been talking about it. Maybe they should start.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't take that track.
I don't know.
Get back on track. Get a win in game four and go
from just
there.
Keep doing what they're doing then, eh?
No, you can't just keep doing what you're doing. That's not what I'm saying at all.
I know you've seen what happened to Tampa.
I'd focus on the here and now.
You saw the Caps. You saw the Caps.
But I think mentally there is a lack of focus for some, including Brad Marchand, who at the end of the game last night decided to punch an opposing player in the back of the head. Reports are he will not face discipline for that. I think that is appropriate. We'll talk about that and get to that with more of your calls on the Bruins next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Sports Hub.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Drew to the net, tipped right on. Bobrovsky's down, puck is underneath him, and the whistle goes, and that was very similar to the play at the end of the second period where that could have snuck by Bobrovsky, but didn't.
2-1.
Oh, there's a shot in the back
shot
of
Arrington's head. Exactly. And, you know, it's just something that doesn't make any sense, especially with the league nowadays. Anything to the head, why even give yourself a chance to get suspended?
According to reports today, Brad Marchand not going to face any discipline for that at the end of the game last night. Just so cheap. Just so useless. He shouldn't have faced any suspensions or anything like that. Stupid. Crazy to suggest that he should. But my God, will you just go back to scoring goals? Can you? It's such a bad look for him to go through a bad stretch, to not be producing, to be losing back-to-back games, and then be resorting to that garbage.
It's close. It's close too. Maybe they let him get away with one and say, "Hey, next time we're getting your ass." So now you got to play clean. You know, but what it does is it puts you on the radar.
He already is on the radar.
I know he's on the radar, but even more now. I mean, he really hasn't, except besides stepping on a stick and snapping it last week. I don't know. Shouldn't have to do it.
He's on the radar. Just continuing to do it continues to keep himself on the radar. No need for it. Nope. No need. Steve is in Franklin on Tuukka Rask. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Could you see Columbus winning the game 1-0 against the Bruins?
Last night or just in the series in general?
In the series in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, can you see the Bruins winning a 1-0 game with
yes.
Rask standing on his head?
Yes.
Because I've never seen Rask in all the years of playing. I've never seen him sitting on his head in the playoffs.
This is an odd time to be picking on Tuukka Rask because he's played pretty well these playoffs. He's played well,
but he hasn't played sensational, you know? And we've gone up against goalies who've always, from what I remember the past years, have always stood on their head against us.
Lundqvist, they had Carey Price's.
Tuukka's had some great saves of his own.
Yeah.
Tuukka's been good. Some great saves. He had some great saves in game two.
Yeah, not enough, though. You know?
No, I don't know what else you want from your goaltender. Your goaltender's not the problem. But that's fine. That's what you want to do because you can't bring yourself to say Patrice Bergeron is not playing well. That's fine.
So you've lost. What was the score of the game one? 3-2? It's another 3-2-1 what? In overtime, another overtimer on Saturday. You lost 2-1. You ain't putting a puck in the net. You're not scoring. We read the list of the last 10 goals. Take away the empty netter. Pasta's the only one in there that should be in there. You should see other names registering, like Marchand, like Bergeron, and you're not.
These are bad days for the anti-Tuukka crowd. I'm sorry, but
you
want to
call him, get on Tuukka, but call him, get on Krejci. Where's David?
Bad
Krejci?
Days.
Where's Krejci? Hey, come on. Not Tuukka. No.
Connor in Boston. Hi, Connor.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just want to touch on, you guys kept saying that Cassie wanted to make adjustments. Well, I don't know if anyone else knows, but Duchesne scored the exact same goal 2 nights in a row.
Yep.
Game winner both nights in a row. Chara and Carlos sitting right there, both games in a row.
Where's the stick?
Chara's stick is 9 feet above his head.
Thank you.
It blows my mind that they're both going to be on a penalty kill 2 nights in a row after talking about making adjustments. And then absolutely not making adjustments. And if one more person calls in complaining about the goaltender, please hang up on him instantly. I cannot hear any more complaints about Tuukka Rask because this is the best he's played in the playoffs that he's had in his career, I think, personally. And if we don't start putting the puck in the back of that, we're going to – if it's over. We got to start opening up passing lanes by having the defense move around. But without opening up these passing lanes, without getting everyone else going, it's not going to happen, and we're not going to make it on to the next round.
Yeah, that second chancer that won it in overtime on Saturday, that's one that pissed me off for Char stand there, and he's got his hands on both hands on a stick, and it's waist level, straight across. It's not even down, not even reaching in. Like, the pack's deflated. He's right next to Duchesne. All he does is the one he buried, according to the broadcast.
Good call, Connor.
5-hole.
Yeah. Good call.
Tuukka. Tuukka's the problem.
Tuukka's not the problem. We're now 10 games into the playoffs. 10 games in now. And he's looked good through 10 games.
Yeah, his goals against 2-2-2 He's got a save percentage of 928.
222. Aren't those pills you get up in Canada?
Do, do, do.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Like a tuning fork.
Yeah.
Richie in North Quincy. Richie.
Hey, Richie.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, love the show. I listen every single day. Hey,
I appreciate you that.
You guys are just talking about getting traffic in front of the goalie. Why not stick the big guy up in front of Bobrovsky? It worked before.
Oh, you're talking about sticking Char down low, especially like even on the power play.
Like on the power play, yeah.
They used to do that in the past. I remember that against Montreal now when they would pack it in. Same thing with the Caps. Yeah.
And it worked. And he's an intimidating factor. And goalies, when they're looking for the puck, they're not crouching down. They're looking up. He looks up. He's still going to see the
puck. Yeah, I'd say the best advantage is he's big and he blocks your sight line.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
And I haven't paid that close of attention to see what Bobrovsky does. I think Anderson was the guy who used Anderson in the last series. He was... You know, they get low.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see, like, underneath everybody. To me, for Chara, it's just more that he's got to skate. You're going to send him down low. It's a little easier for him just to, you know, especially on the power plays, just get up on the point, use that big slap shot, use that to your advantage. You know, make him go down low and then hustle back on defense for all those shorthanded tries that they get. Holy crap. That's why you negated one of your power plays last night. Bergeron had to go back and hook slash trip a guy who got loose on a shorthanded attempt 16 seconds into your power play.
Kevin is in New Hampshire today. Hi, Kevin.
Kevin!
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, so I thought it was an interesting stat last night during the game that they showed Tampa and Boston, when they're on the power play against Columbus, how drastically their percentages have just completely dropped. I think Columbus is taking a very decent approach on the power play and shutting down these teams, and I think it worked really well against Tampa. I absolutely agree that it's not on Tuca. And Zoe, right, where's Krejci been? You know, not just Bergeron and even Marchand and Pastrnak.
I mean, the first line's easy to pick on because it's Pasta, it's Marchand, it's Bergeron. So the three guys together.
Krejci.
Krejci.
Excellent. Right.
Yeah,
excellent.
Mr. Playoff himself.
Yeah.
So where has he been? I mean,
I don't know.
And you know what? Like on Toucher and Rich this morning, you know, the gentleman they had on, you know, like he
Mike
even
Bond,
said,
Mike?
You know, maybe you find
Mike Bond and Mike Callahan?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you find Coyle more minutes. You know, they have to start making these adjustments, and they haven't, and now you're starting to really see it.
All right. I don't think that was Mike behind the mic.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. I don't know who there was that they were talking to.
I don't know.
Maybe it was it Ty? Was Ty in here? Or
I think it was Jaffe.
Jaffe? Okay, Billy was in.
Oh, Ty was in too, though, wasn't he?
Jaffe was on the phone.
Oh, okay. Deliberate.
I think Ty was on with Felger and Maz yesterday.
Okay.
Ty was on with them too in the morning.
Ty briefly brought up the fact that he was Gary Chiron's nephew, and Felger shut him down as fast as Felger's ever shut anyone down about anything. He's getting ready to talk about his Van Halen connection.
Yeah. And
Felger let it be known that he could not be less interested in what could have been the most interesting moment of their program.
Of their show.
Felger
Ty Anderson, you're welcome to come into our show and talk about Van Halen anytime you want.
It was the ultimate Felger moment.
So wait, Gary Chiron is the guy from Extreme, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Ty Anderson is his nephew. Ty Anderson has photos of like Eddie Van Halen holding him as a baby.
Felger could care less.
I mean, he's got great stories about it. Yes. Felger, you could... I think I heard him slap him in the back of the head to get him to shut up.
How did it come up?
He just brought it up in conversation.
Well, it's a weird thing because Felger couldn't remember his last name. And the day that he and I were in here a week or two ago, I spaced on it too. There's something about that kid's name that doesn't sound right when you're sitting there talking to him and introducing him.
Anderson?
Ty Anderson. I don't know.
I
had the same mental block that Felger did yesterday, but that got them
also
off the rails.
Also, nephew of Louis Anderson.
Yeah. He looks more like Louis Anderson's nephew. Yeah.
I already didn't find that funny.
I want it to be true, but it's not.
It's not?
No. It's more than words, man.
Who's better them acoustically?
Their other hit was, I think,
Train.
Wholehearted? Was that the other one?
Oh, yeah.
That was the other big one.
I love
love you is not the words I want to hear from you.
Wow, Zoe knows this one. Keep going.
You got it.
How easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. That you wouldn't have to say that you love me.
For headlines.
I'm dying to know how that came up yesterday, though, on that show.
It's just a moment of levity.
I'm not allowed in Felger's world.
I'm pretty sure I heard the dope slap talk the hockey. Back of his head. Shut up. Talk hockey.
Talk hockey, kid. How about when he did the after show with him and he forgot he worked in the building? He goes, I work here.
Ty Anderson, NBC Ty Anderson. Sports Boston.
No, he called him, NBC Sports.
I work with you. I work here.
Because you do? Because, so yes, Tom just, for 4 months. Yes.
So, you want to know how it came up? Tom just told me how it came up on
how
the show.
How it come up, yeah.
So, he said he forgot his name, and he said, what is your full name? He said, Tyler Lee Anderson, named after Steven Tyler.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? To Felger's credit, he let it go for a minute because it gave Felger a time enough to say, wow, named after two of the worst rock stars of all time.
Is that what Felger said?
Yeah.
The guy who likes the Dead.
No, he was onto something there. How about this? Two of the most overrated.
All right, Artie, get the headlines. One more segment. Ooh. Calls on both Bruins and Celtics. Today's takeaway.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Say it's a little country-ish,
little bit.
The honky tonk.
If this song came out today,
it'd be country pop.
You could get this onto the country stations, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hardy, mid '90s man. This extreme.
This is extreme.
I know. Spin Doctors. What else, Jim? Jim Blossoms.
Mr. Big.
Oh my God. Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
That Mr. Big and this are a different. This
I know, but just like
different categories. Spin Doctors. That was the
Tony Tone,
half-ass wannabe jam band rock.
Yeah, CNC Music Factory make you sweat.
I think this needs to be in New
Orleans. I'm coming. Hey, who killed Kenny? Hiding.
Okay. All right, we've got about 6 minutes here. 6 or 7 minutes, and we've got
tons of calls.
Seven calls.
All right, we're going to do the lightning round.
Yeah, something like that. Ready? Jeff and Cassidy. Jeff and Cassidy. It says Jeff on Cassidy in Franklin. Go ahead, Jeff.
What's up, boys?
Hi.
Have at it.
Hey, real fast, all right? So I'm looking at the play of the players, right? They're terrible. It's awful lately. But you know what? I say point Columbus when it comes to coaching. We got Cassidy over there. He doesn't seem like he's making the adjustments he needs to do. He's shuffling lines instead of staying with the guys that got him where they're at. And honestly, I think that the spotlight just might be too big for him. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, what would you do? What are the moves you would make instead of the moves he's made or putting up Pasta or putting him down?
Like, I mean, honestly, all he's doing is messing up the chemistry. Put the guys together that got you there. Let them suffer through what they're suffering through, and something's going to click. All it takes is a quick goal, a little bit of confidence, and we're heading the right direction.
There's something to be said for just putting everything back the way it used to be. Saying no changes, go out and play. Everything's back to where it was. Your top line is your top line.
What would Claude do?
Oh, never mind. That's a useless conversation. Nothing would have ever changed under Claude.
Right.
Wouldn't have to worry about that.
Well, my guys.
Yeah. But I'll say this. What has Bruce Cassidy done in this series that's been a net positive for the Bruins?
Now he's put them all back on the morning rushes.
What has he done?
Practice line rushes. Joe McDonald, 1 minute ago. Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak.
There it is. What else?
Jake DeBrusk, David Krejci, David Backes.
Ooh. Oh.
Marcus Johansson, Coyle, Heinen, Nordstrom, Corrali, Achari.
Back to the way it used to be is the way the Bruins are going to roll for game four.
Let's go.
There you go. Something to be said for
LFG.
That. Okay.
Beetle.
Not a bad idea.
Prescient.
Prescient.
Prescient into
there you go. That's something.
We're just laughing about Zoe singing wholehearted in here.
Of course. Dave in Enfield, Connecticut, up next. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Tuukka fine. Game of inches, for sure. The only upgrade I would do is, and I'm an old hockey guy, the problem is when you have these world-class athletes, the Tampa power play, the Boston power play, you can't get them to play straightforward hockey where you shoot and crash the rebound. They got to overpass everything, and this is why they gave up so many shorthanded goals in the year. You become predictable. They step in, steal the pass. They go. And that's about the only thing he can really do. That's how they're beating both these teams, by playing basic hockey.
Yeah, Bruins turning over the puck, though, this series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen enough of that, too. Robert's in Wellesley. Robert?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hi.
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
So, look, I think the way I look at it, this team is a good team. They're taking away the open ice. They're blocking shots, and they got a great goalie. The goalie is hot. So when you don't have discipline against a team like this, and you hit some off the post, you're going to lose. So think of this. In the one game, if they don't make those two ridiculous passes in front of the net, if Marchand doesn't take those dumb penalties, you probably win one but maybe two of those games.
Possibly.
Seems
I don't
like
know.
They're panicking.
Yeah, I don't know if it's guaranteed that they win the games, but you'd be in a much better position to win a game. You can make that case.
He says they're panicking. Beetle hopes they don't panic.
I hope
panic.
They don't panic.
I'd be less panicked.
Wants them to panic.
If they'd panic a little more.
Ed in Brockton. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. I want to say first time caller. I love the show and everything, but I just want to tell you guys real quick about all these people calling in complaining about Tuukka Rask. Like, you had a caller saying that he never shows up in the playoffs, but yet in 2013 in the Eastern Conference Final, when we swept Pittsburgh, the big bad Penguins team, Tuukka let two goals in go by, and he was a Vezina Trophy finalist on there. You know, Tuukka's not the problem. Last night, that game would have been a much larger deficit if it wasn't for him in net. You know, I'll let you guys go and do your talking, but just want to say thanks.
Yeah, I don't like pointing out the whole history of it, you know, those games. And what you bring up is valid, because then if you want to bring up the whole history, then we have to talk about Game 6 against Chicago in 2013. And you don't want to go down that road. How about you just open your eyes and watch the last 10 games? How's he looked? He's looked really damn good.
You don't have to go back to 13.
I don't have
13.
To go back that far.
No.
I'll tell you what. I've watched all 10 games. Tuukka's looked damn good. He's not an issue. And anyone who's been watching it and is fair about it and is being objective about the last 10 games knows that. I don't need to go down the whole history of him. I can tell you right now, which is all that matters. Bob in Rhode Island. Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. What's going on?
What's up, Bobby?
Listen,
So I'm glad that Hardy talked about Backus going on that second line. That's what I was going to talk about. The other thing is that on the power play, I don't know why they don't open up. They don't open up that weak side one timer. They used to do that during the season. It always worked. Either have Crew come down low or somebody else on that weak side. I think Pasta used to do it a lot, where they pass that puck in the center and then he one times it, so they can get Bobrovsky going from one end to the other. And I think that'll be fine. All right, boys, enjoy your
All right,
enjoy that
okay.
show.
If they feel like he's susceptible to that, I don't know that he is. By the way, Jim said that weak side one timer is his Derby horse name. He had his own racehorse.
Weak side one timer.
We've had a lot of suggestions, by the way. Cappy's Copper Kettle. Someone wants that as their horse name.
Excellent.
I want Egyptian Magician. That's what I want.
The Egyptian Lover.
The Egyptian Magician.
What about Egyptian Lover?
Egyptian Lover. That'd be a good one.
Can I give you one more?
I got one. Saul's Shoes.
What would the turkey
All my shoes have? And glasses coming up the back stretch. So I have them now, challenging for the lead.
Ah, my eye is coming around the corner.
What's the other one, Jim?
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. Now, coming up from the back stretch.
AJ in Gloucester.
Hey guys, just wanted to touch on, you guys were talking, or people were talking about turnovers. They've definitely beat themselves in games because of the turnovers.
Yes.
And my second point is, I think we need to stop taking the slap shots, because John Tortorella is known to tell his teams, if you don't block shots, you don't play. And last night, it seemed like Columbus, that's all they were doing.
But some of them make it through, AJ. And you know what?
That's the thing.
If you got no one in front of the net for a rebound, what's the point? Is sort of my point.
That's also very true.
So if you can get a rebound and you're in position to gather a rebound and put it back on net, then by all means, continue taking the slap shots. If not, I guess keep looking for those perfect shots. Keep looking for them. But that's what the Bruins are doing. Everything is from outside. Yeah, no, keep shooting from outside the faceoff circles. Yeah. Please.
Josh at NBC Boston. So what about Clever Boy?
Oh, hello, Clever Boy. Clever Boy.
Clever Boy now challenging for the lead. Challenged now by all my shoes and glasses.
Chris is in the car. Final call of the day. Chris.
Hey, great show, guys. Hey, Zoe, I'd like your opinion on Pasta being out to left field during the scrum about 5 minutes left in the third period where DeBrusk was getting manhandled by two Columbus guys, and he just was leaning up against the post or the crossbar like he was, you know, just deadbeat tired.
We're going to take surgically repaired thumb and get in there and mix it up a little bit?
Oh, at least, you know.
Hey.
And what's he going to do?
It's Pasternak.
Really? You know, what is he going to do?
If that's McQuaid back in the day, or if it was, you know, Sean Thornton, or if it was Char.
What's he going to do?
Even Krug now.
Than watch with complete detachment. You know, DeBrusk is in there giving the, you know, having the business handed to him, and Pasternak's leaning on the net like,
I got another horse name. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Ooh. Oh! Don't say that now, though. You'll confuse everybody.
Or right after this. Today's takeaways.
That's the name of the horse. Today's takeaways.
Next.
Oh, I'm coming.
I think this needs to be into
I'm coming. Hey, who killed Kenny? How hard it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, those things called takeaways are brought to you by Wake Up Anyway. Lost no gimmicks, no supplements, and no long hours at the gym. And that's not Jim Loud. If you're trying to lose weight, choose the proven long-term solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I only have time for two things today, I think.
First one being Hardy pulling a Zoe, getting his segment off the rails, trying to figure out what notes are in the goal horn in Columbus and what exactly does it sound like. There it is.
Zoe's good at this. What are those two notes? Bum, bum. The goal horn they use, or the game-winning horn. It's two notes. Dun, dun. Mm-mm. Can we hear it again, please? Wait. Ba-da. Ba-da. Ba-da.
I'm so happy it's I actually, wasn't a part of that.
It's actually funnier.
But we figured it out.
Yeah. It's
well, we didn't figure it out.
Sounds a Sunday, right?
It was the guy on Twitter, Flying Disco Troubadour.
The picks music.
The real AD told him. That's what I was thinking of. And then Beatle, our drummer friend, Joe Siders from New Pornographers, said the two notes are B to C sharp.
Oh, well, he knows. We don't know those things.
Perfect pitch.
Hey, thanks,
perfect.
Joe. Does a lot for me.
It doesn't mean anything to me either. I mean,
that's like me watching football with Joe saying, Joe, you think that was cover two or cover three? Do you think it's banjo or bracket if coverage? Which one?
If you could get back to Joe Siders and ask him.
Which one is the nose shaded? Is he an A gap or B gap?
I mean, I know what the first note is lower and the next one is a step or a step and a half above, but how people know that's a B? Well, that's perfect pitch. You just know.
Ask him if he knows anything about the notes in More Than Words.
I love you is not the words I want to hear from you.
Wow, Zoe knows this one. Keep going.
If you want me to.
You got it.
How easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make me real. That you wouldn't have to say that you love me.
Bring it on.
Because I already know words you do. If I told my love Jesus.
That's better than I thought it was.
Mid-90s flashback.
Terrific. That was us singing the other hit wholehearted.
Cartman.
By the way, another horse name submitted by Ortiz on Twitter.
What's that?
Who jacked it?
I thought it early. It didn't work.
Who jacked it?
I was going to say that.
I don't feel like it.
Now, I think there could be something there in terms of a much longer segment.
How about Lifshitz?
I'm thinking Friday.
Lifshitz.
Two words.
Lif. Yes.
Lifshitz.
Lifshitz. Here he comes around the corner. Lifshitz in the home stretch. It's Lifshitz by a nose. Stack of it.
Stack
of it. We're done.
Hit the music, Jim. Just hit the music.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Wow. Ooh. I see that Ty Anderson kid roaming around out there. Looking for more love there on Felger, Mass. I think he's got Ty. The post show with Felger.
Post show, a little post show. Facebook Live.
I'll be chiming in. Hell yeah.
Wow, we got a full baseball reporters tonight and full fivesies for Jones. It's a big night here on the sports show.
Sure is. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 10. Felger Mazur next. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Here's Pastrnak on his backhand, trapped with 10 in the corner. 9. Along the near side, they still battle for it. 5. Left of the net to Brusque. Centered right of the cage. Bobrovsky makes a stop. Near side fired. Blocked. And the Blue Jackets able to eke out a 2-1 regulation win in Game 3. And they have taken a 2-1 lead over the Bruins here in the second round series.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.